An art exhibit at Anchorage's Alaska Pacific University has stirred up strong feelings on campus. APU's president, Doug North, says the exhibit must come down, but others say removing it is censorship. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The exhibit shows American flags displayed and folded correctly, although some are draped over oblong shapes on the floor, suggesting coffins. Viewers are asked to contribute their written thoughts on a comment board that stretches along one wall of the ConocoPhillips Gallery on campus. The heading on the comment board asks the question, why are Americans still killing and dying in the Middle East?
Yeah, I wrote All You Need Is Love.
That's Kelly Dearborn, a student at APU. She's playing the songs of the 60s on her guitar.
Every time I pass it to go to guitar lessons, it kind of actually makes me sad. I don't think we should still be fighting in the Middle East.
But APU President Doug North said in a letter posted on the comment board, quote, I think it is more a facile piece of guerrilla theater than art, although I have only seen a photograph of it, unquote. The exhibit was not reviewed by university staff before it was hung, according to North, and he wants it taken down. Jana Atkins, who is curator of exhibits at APU, when reached by phone, would not comment on either why the exhibit was not reviewed or why it was being removed. Atkins says it will come down tomorrow. The work's creator, Mariano Gonzalez, is not an APU student. Gonzalez is an associate professor of art at the University of Alaska, Anchorage, and has a long resume of work to his credit. Gonzalez was not available for comment today. Meanwhile, students at APU ponder the work. Some of them were only 9 or 10 years old when the U.S. went to war in the Middle East. Guitar player Kelly says she didn't know the work was being taken down. But that may be a good thing, she says.
I don't think that it's in a good enough area for everyone to see. I think more people should be more aware, because the more we turn our backs to it and live our everyday lives and forget that we're fighting a war, then what's the point?
Kelly says she has friends fighting in the Middle East. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.